Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Hi everyone and welcome to our new Voulez-vous chanter avec moi? Je m'appelle Amaury.
And I'm Christella. Welcome to this new edition of the show.
Where we're going to have today a song from a new genre that we have never had before on Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Absolutely. A music genre called Zouk.
So what's Zouk?
Well, it's a kind of music that comes from the French West Indies, Guadeloupe, Martinique.
Yeah.
Les Antilles. And it's kind of a slow kind of music, but it's usually very romantic.
Right.
And usually the lyrics are very nice. And the men and women, the singers, they usually have very beautiful voices.
Okay. So it's very, very popular in Martinique, Guadeloupe, in the West Indies, French West Indies, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very popular, very popular. And apparently it's getting more and more popular in France too, so that's a good thing.
It is, I think, yeah. Although I'm not an expert, I know songs, you know, I don't know the artist who's singing, but I listen to them on French radio from time to time. And the song we've got today is from an artist called Sly.
Sly. So it doesn't, it's not as sly in English, like S-L-Y. It's S-L-A-I.
Although he was born in France, near Paris, he's originally from the West Indies.
Absolutely, where he spent some of his childhood and his teenage years as well.
Yeah.
And then he came back to France. And this song that we're going to have on the show today, Flamme, came out in the West Indies in 1998, 1991. And then it came out in France in 2003, 2004. That's when it got really popular in France. But anyway, that's the song we're going to have today. And anyway, we really hope you're going to like it because we really like it here on French Pride.
It's a nice song we thought for you to start the year. It's very groovy, as you say as well. It's romantic. It's got a lot of feelings. So I can't wait to listen to it. So why don't we go just now?
Let's go. So the two lines you just heard. So here the singer just said, je tremble de passion comme une feuille au moindre frisson quand tu es là tout près de moi.
There's loads of feelings here already in the first two lines.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm shivering of passion like a leaf at the slightest shudder, at the slightest shiver.
Quand tu es là tout près de moi.
When you're there, just close to me.
Isn't that nice, Amaury?
Yeah.
Tremble de passion comme une feuille au moindre frisson quand tu es là près de moi.
And then he goes, l'amour est un poison que je consomme avec déraison.
Love is a poison that I drink crazily, unreasonably.
Rien que pour toi, rien que pour toi.
Only for you, only for you.
Okay, so let's listen to these two lines.
L'amour est un poison que je consomme avec des raisons rien que pour toi. Que pour toi.
And then we have comme une hirondelle en pleine tempête, tu es le soleil qui sèche mes ailes.
Okay, so it's one of these lines that artists write and you listen to them and you're just puzzled. You're like, what does it mean? I know it's very poetic and all, but what is he trying to say? So here, he's basically saying, like a swallow during a storm, you're like the sun that dries my wings.
Yeah, but it's okay. The girls like it anyway.
Girls just like poetry. Just
yeah.
Give them anything, they'll be happy.
And then he goes by, je te veux toi, rien que pour moi.
I want you, only for me, just for me.
But Chris, don't you think it's a bit selfish? Or I always think like if I was a girl, that a man says that. No, you like it. Girls do like it when they say, I only want you, only for me.
Well, I know I'm a girl, but I cannot speak for every girl on this planet. I would just say that a lot of girls appreciate that guys want to have an exclusive relationship with them.
All right, okay. And all the attention.
Yes.
All right, okay. Okay, I need to take notes today, guys.
Yeah, take notes.
So let's hear this first.
Comme une hirondelle en pleine tempête, tu es le soleil qui sèche mes ailes. Je te veux toi, rien que pour moi.
So in the next part, we're gonna see the last two lines of these first verses and the first two lines of the chorus.
Yep, and here he goes. Longtemps j'ai attendu et maintenant l'heure est venue de t'avouer tout l'amour que j'ai pour toi.
I've been waiting for long and now the time has come to tell you all the love I have for you.
Isn't that nice, Omri? Wouldn't you like someone to tell you this? Yeah. Oh, they already have. Okay. All right.
I think I'm going to use those lines in 2009. That's why we do it at the beginning of the year, guys.
So that's your resolution. Okay. And then the chorus goes, je m'éteins comme une flamme. So what's funny about this line is that éteindre is like to put out a fire, or éteindre une bougie, it's to blow out a candle. And here it says, je m'éteins. So like, I myself kind of get put out just like a flame. That's what he means. Lorsque j'entends ta voix, when I hear your voice.
That's nice.
It is nice. Use those lines, Amory.
As well. I think I'm going to use the whole song anyway.
Okay, let's listen to these then.
Longtemps j'ai attendu, mais maintenant l'heure est venue de t'avouer tout l'amour que j'ai pour toi.
Now it's time to find out what he says during the rest of the chorus. Je frissonne d'amour. Je frissonne d'amour quand je sens ton souffle derrière moi.
I shiver with love when I feel your breath behind me.
Tu me rends fou. Je ne peux plus penser lorsque j'entends ta voix.
You're driving me crazy. I just can't think anymore when I hear your voice.
I must say, Christella, that I really enjoy in the chorus here the voice of the singer of Sly mixed with the voice of the of this girl behind.
Yeah, the backup singer. That's just really nice.
Yeah, it goes really well together. And she's got a really nice voice as well.
Yeah.
Let's listen to the two of them singing together.
Je frissonne d'amour quand je sens.
So here he goes. Je succombe quand tu laisses ta main poser sur moi comme ça.
So we've got this verb here, succomber. Je succombe. Succomber is like, I cannot resist.
Yeah, here it means I cannot resist. But yeah. It can be succomber à des blessures ou succomber au charme de quelqu'un. So it's just like to kind of succumb, to just give up or to die or just can't resist. Can't fight against something.
When you leave your hand, I can't resist. I die. Could I say I die? It works.
Yeah, I could almost die.
When you leave your hand on me like this. So let's listen to the end of the chorus.
Je succombe quand tu laisses ta main.
Oh, that's so nice, Amory. But hang on, there's more to come.
Good.
So here in the next part, he says, ne détourne pas les yeux. Don't look away. But in French, if you want to say don't look away, there's no verb for that. So you have to say don't make your eyes look away, kind of. Ne détourne pas les yeux. And then he's going to talk about her eyes, about this woman's eyes.
So he says, mon cœur, vois-tu, ne bat que pour eux.
My heart, you see, only beats for them.
Et toute la nuit, je ne vois que.
And all night long, I can only see them. Well, let's listen to Sly's poetry again.
Ne détourne pas les yeux, mon cœur voit, tu ne bats que pour eux.
Okay, so he's getting more and more intense, and he's getting more, like, he's serenading for this woman. And he says,
je donnerai ma vie pour être celui pour qui tu réserves toute ta tendresse, toutes tes caresses.
I would give my life to be the one for whom you keep all your tenderness, all your caresses.
This is really nice. Let's listen to this.
Je donnerai ma vie pour être celui pour qui tu réserves toute ta tendresse, toutes tes caresses.
Now he goes deeper into his dreams and he says, tous mes rêves m'emmènent auprès de toi. Mon cœur t'a choisi, ne vois-tu pas?
So all my dreams take me to you. My heart has chosen you. Can't you see? How about we listen to these two lines along with the next line?
Sarah's dancing. Yes, definitely.
Tous mes rêves m'emmènent auprès de toi. Mon cœur t'a choisi. Ne vois-tu pas? Je te veux toi. Rien que pour moi.
Je te veux toi. Rien que pour moi.
I want you.
Just for me.
Yeah.
And after that, Sly says the same thing he said in the first verse. That was, longtemps j'ai attendu, maintenant l'heure est venue de t'avouer tout l'amour que j'ai pour toi. And then we hear the chorus again. But we're not going to hear this. We're only going to hear the second version of the chorus that's at the end of the song, where instead of saying je m'éteins comme une flamme lorsque j'entends ta voix, Sly says je m'éteins comme une flamme lorsque tu n'es pas là. So I get put out like a flame when you're not here. So now let's listen to that version of the chorus and then we'll be back.
Je m'éteins comme une flamme
lorsque tu n'es pas là.
Je frissonne d'amour quand je sens
ton souffle derrière moi.
Tu me rends fou, je ne peux plus penser.
Okay, so that's it, Amory. I'm sorry, but your 2009 love song is over.
Oh, I told you I'm going to use it all year long.
All year long.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that song. I didn't know that one especially, so it was a pleasure for me. Although I've got a feeling you would have liked that Erica was still here to do it with you.
Yeah, I would have really liked that.
That's not nice.
I mean, I love you, Amory. Don't get me wrong. It's just, I miss her. What can I say?
Yeah.
anyway, I really like this musical genre, I have to say, Zouk.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know more about it, you can come to frenchpod.com, ask your questions, or if you want to know more about Zouk artists, just let us know. We'll be here for you. And you should also know that very often in Zouk songs, they use Creole, a language very commonly used in the West Indies.
Yeah, which is really nice as well.
Yeah, and so at the end of this song, Sly is going to use Creole, sing Creole. And it's going to be really nice. So we decided that we should listen to him singing in Creole.
In Creole. All
right, let's do this.
Okay, so we end up this Voulez-vous chanter avec moi in Creole. It's sad that I don't know how to say goodbye in Creole, but still. Au revoir. Bye.
Au revoir, tout le monde.